Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 19 through 27. You must understand this, my beloved brothers and sisters. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. For human anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues, but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
I know that every morning, for most of us, I would expect at least, we look in the mirror. Whether that is to make sure you look presentable or just because it happens to be part of how you are getting ready to go out of the house, I would be shocked if somebody told me, no, my day does not have a mirror in it at some point in the beginning. And yet, when I try and think of what I look like, when I bring up a quick mental image, and if you want to, you can go ahead and do that for yourself. Don't try and think of that, but whenever you think of me, the picture that pops in your head, it does not look like the me that is right here in front of you today. It looks like me about 10 years ago, if I'm honest. It looks like the me that was in college or maybe even high school. For some reason, the mental picture of Joe that is in my head is stuck back there. Which was even wilder 6 months ago when I still had really long hair, and yet the mental image of me had my hair cut like it was back then. If anything, I think that at least for me, and hopefully for you too, this shows just how impermanent that image in a mirror really is for us. We look at it, we use it to put ourselves together for the day, and then it completely disappears from our mind. And that is what James is worried about here. James is worried that if we just hear the word or we just read the word on our own time, it won't stick with us at all. Instead, it will simply disappear as soon as it is no longer in front of us, just like those mirror images do for each of us every morning. James thinks that until we start to act on it, it won't get truly internalized into who we are as people. This focus on action is a big theme in James. In fact, it's what gets James into a little bit of trouble. Martin Luther called it an epistle of straw. He wasn't super stoked on how James kind of focuses so much on the action as a person who had just wrote that we are saved by faith alone. But I don't think that James is saying that you aren't going to be saved, or that you can't be a Christian without these actions. I think that James is simply saying you're really not getting the fullness of what this faith is supposed to bring to your life if you're not acting it out. And this isn't just saying that you need to go out and volunteer in both charities and churches. Now, I will say, I do think that is a part of it. Volunteering for the different community groups that make Champaign the lovely place that it is, and Urbana the lovely place that it is, and all of our little surrounding areas lovely. And volunteering for this church, a church only survives based on volunteers, are important parts of the doing that we are called to do. But it is also calling on us to let our Christianity influence how we act in the world. The part of James that can be very striking is how much it focuses in on true action, on bringing equality to the places where we are as Christians, even on things like paying proper wages. James has wages crying out from the field that are not being properly paid to their workers, calling out the wealthy that are withholding money from the people that are doing work for them. If you're looking for how we move from theology to practice, which is what this is about, how does theology become useful to us when it influences the way that we act in the world? James is a great book to read. I think Ecclesiastes hits the same notes in a very different way in the Hebrew Bible, if you prefer to read that as well. But James has this innate focus on the practical, on the actions that we can take. This means that when we are going out and making purchases, Christianity is influencing us the way that God has taught to us. Our theology is influencing us. When we talk with our friends, theology is still there in the back of our minds, reminding us of how we ought to treat the people that are around us. When we are coming into the church, it's still influencing us as well. Christianity doesn't get to be, or shouldn't at least be, this thing that we can put on for an hour or two on Sunday morning and then take off as we go back out into the world in order to match it better. The last verse of that passage today that tells us how the action is supposed to look, I think, does a great job of covering everything. To care for orphans and the widows in their despair, and to be unstained by the world. We're not allowed to take advantage of people, even in the ways that the world might think is okay or has made legal. We are called to something higher than that. We have to care for the people that have the least. In that day and age, it was orphans and widows, and in this day and age, it is those, but also minority groups that have no staying power in our country, in our world. It is the people that are struggling to make ends meet. Like I told our kids today during the children's sermon, the easy way to do this is to keep in mind all of the time that we are to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself. If in our actions in the world we follow those two rules, we'll probably do a pretty good job of being doers of the word. So as we go back out into the world, don't forget what we have heard here and what we learn here can be very nice, but it only makes a difference. It only becomes internalized and helps us to become more like Christ when we start to let it influence how we act. We can't just be hearers of the word, friends. We must also be doers. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.